Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Get on the roller coaster. The fair's in town today, ladies and gentlemen, and our window never slams shut. So climb in! Football Ramble, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who you are. Good listeners, downloaders, come on in. My name's Marcus Speller and Jim Campbell's here.
Hello.
Luke Moore's here.
All right.
And Pete Donaldson's here.
Yo, 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 bum rush.
We can do that in the wild, wild west.
Back from Sverige. Yeah. Impressions of the great Scandinavian country of Sweden?
It's lovely.
Good.
Everyone looks like David Beckham.
Yeah.
The men.
And that's just the men.
It's beautiful. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
The Venice of the North?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? A lot of water, certainly.
Well, it's an archipelago, Stockholm, isn't it? Plenty of islands.
It's a mess. I don't know why they bothered settling there.
It
was lovely a minute ago.
The conqueror. Onward, Christian conqueror.
It's a bit of land. It's a bit of water.
That is literally
any
all the
country,
world.
It's enough to give you the emotional bends.
London used to be a big boggy marsh, didn't it?
Well, we dried out, didn't we?
Well, Hackney Marshes never.
Come into the decompression chamber that is the Ramble Studio. You can iron out those bubbles in your elbow.
Funny, I had two hours sleep.
Yeah, standard. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. What, an hour more than normal?
I was busy waving my sword around in the airport.
Yeah.
Yes, you were.
I tweeted.
Don't do that.
I bought a ceremonial plastic sword from the Viking Museum, mm-hmm. And the lady
plastic.
I mean, I've been
any
in
old iron.
Actually, I think you'll find that Vikings back in the day did use plastic swords. Yeah. And this is an authentic one, so you should definitely buy one for £400
crowns.
What's the equivalent crown?
40 quid.
Yeah. Where do you keep these things?
What do you mean? In my sword cupboard.
He's got a handbag like Mary Poppins.
Oh, I see.
In my pointy things cupboard.
So anyway, about that, the better.
I have actually heard him along the streets of Soho singing, "Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down."
Waving around a plastic sword.
Yeah.
Well, I basically
flying
tweeted,
off with an umbrella in his hand.
I went to the security lady and I went, "Look, I've got a sword in my bag. Can I come through?" And she went, "Well, let's have a look at the sword." And it was plastic. She said, "Fine, but you need to keep it in your bag." She seemed a bit annoyed about it, but it was fine. Mm. And then I tweeted, this woman insists that I'm not allowed to take my sign out in the airport, but I really want to now. I've been denied it. And then I get on the flight, and then 2 hours later, I get off the flight, and it turns out Gary Lineker's plane's been diverted because a man dressed as Zorro has been waving around a plastic sword.
That was in America. That was in America, though.
Yeah, but people didn't know, though, did they? Didn't know where I was.
Yeah, fortunately,
they thought it was an assassination attempt from Dawson to try and get you to match with the day job spray.
Yeah,
I really appreciated that, but obviously it wasn't true, so if you could make that happen. Don't make that happen.
When I was once at an airport, and there's a really annoying woman who was told that when you go through security, you can't take any food or drink. Hmm. And she had tipped her water away, but she had quite a large bowl of a granola, like the largest bottle, sort of bowl of yogurt and granola you could probably buy at an airport. And she goes, "Well, I'm not chucking this away. I've only just bought it." And the guy was like, "Well, okay, look, you know, you're gonna have to chuck it away.
We can eat it together."
Yeah, she said, "You can eat it." He said, "You can eat it if you want."
Yeah.
And I think she envisaged like a huge protest of her sitting there eating it, holding the whole queue up. When in actual fact, the guy just went and got her a little stall, sat her down, and she had to eat this whole granola, and everyone else just waved through.
Yeah.
Look back about 10 minutes later when I walked back past, still there eating it.
Crying, didn't she?
Yeah, I'm not
it down too quickly.
Principles are principles, you can't change them.
I thought you were going to offer your services.
Yeah, I would have done. I've probably just had a bit of food myself already, so
yeah,
don't normally stop me.
No.
If it had been something unhealthy, I would have done it.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's start the show formally with this. A chap phoned in BBC Radio 5 Live the other day and was talking about Pep Guardiola and Jose Mourinho not being great managers. It's a strong start. He kept referring to Pep Guardiola as Pepe Guardio, which is quite wonderful, really. If you could...
That's enough about Pete again.
Petey Donaldio. If you could be any mispronounced manager, who would you be and why? If you get the gist of this, ladies and gentlemen, if you were to mispronounce a manager's name and you effectively create somebody off the back of that, yes, who would you be and why, Jim?
I would be Slam Allardyce, right? And when not managing England, I would spend my time as a Miami cop who busts criminals and sort of, you know, vice
rings
using wrestling moves.
Slam.
Yeah,
and
Slam Allardyce.
Slam. Every time he chucks someone into the clink, slam.
So just through tables and chairs.
Yeah,
that sort of stuff. And also I would give advice, like an agony uncle, because, you know, Slam Allardyce.
He could wear like a light blue shirt in that heat.
No. As I busted them, actually, I'd give them advice. I'd say, this is where you've got wrong in your life.
I like that.
That's what they should do, really.
I was just thinking about Big Sam in a pair of sunglasses in Miami.
It's obviously a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, like, of course, standard. Yeah,
proper,
I'm done.
Like, big fat party animal style.
Yeah, gun and a holster over his shoulders.
Absolutely, two guns.
Two, nice.
No, a phone in one, gun in the other.
And he occasionally mixes them up.
Yeah.
I've shot my ear off.
Come on, you don't put your phone in your ear.
That's true.
A bit of kickback and you might hit yourself in the head
I've deafened myself.
But he's a tough guy, isn't he? He's Slam Allardyce. He can handle that, but his rookie partner would be really freaked out by that.
Series 2, just sign language.
Yeah. It would be Sammy Lee, but I couldn't think of anything. Yeah.
Slammy Lee.
Yeah, Slammy Lee, that's fine. Yeah. It works as well.
My other one would have been Arsene Wenger, who would spend lots of money using payday loans. he's actually spent some money now, so
I like that.
he's got to pay it back. That's why he never does it.
I nearly went for... I mean, obviously, we'll come on to be after DeLuke and Pete.
Don't be dishing spoilers out here, because you might get mine.
Well, I was just kidding. Did anyone else have Sam Allardyce?
No.
Okay, because I was going to have Sam Ballardyce, which basically he would just sing ballads all the time, but he probably does, so I didn't go for it.
So it's just Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I was wrong, mate. Mine wasn't Sam Allardyce, it was Slam Allardyce.
Yeah, of course. Forgive me for missing the slam, as I always do. Luke?
I would be David Moyes.
Jesus Christ.
And I would go around...
Let him, Peter.
I would just be going... You've got 5 minutes to talk, you have Dawson.
I've literally just Googled Premier League managers.
Come on! And I would, David Moyes, and I would go around just pouring champagne out for other football managers.
Good.
Including, but not limited to, Peter Reid.
Yeah.
And I'd be the face of Moyes, as David Moyes, and much like Jimmy White. Remember we talked about it a week or two ago, Jimmy White changed his name to Jimmy Brown for HP Source. I'd be on the front of every bottle of Moyes, along with my friend and player, David Santon.
Yeah.
Good God.
Wow.
There you are.
Basically, giving him a double barreled name.
Yeah.
Because you need to explain the pun.
That's harder
to get into than an actual bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
You could be mates with Champagne, the French guy, went for FIFA presidency.
True. Too easy.
Jerome Champagne.
Yeah, too easy. Yeah. David Moyes. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Champagne football, isn't it?
Hey! No, Danny Drinkwater. No, it's nothing to do with it. Yeah, okay. David Moyes, then. Peter.
Eddie Howe, the Native American. He's got his ear on the ground. Oh, a bad tactic this way comes.
Ceremonial headdress.
Yeah.
Tactics with smoke signals.
Terribly badly thought out.
Sitting on a ball.
Yeah.
Get to away matches on horseback.
Yeah. All that.
All of that.
Half-time entertainment, load of bison, buffalo running across the
Great Migration.
Yeah. Excellent.
Eddie Howe. You really were Googling Premier League managers, weren't you?
Well, he's just literally just said his name.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
Pardon? What was that? Let's say that again.
No, let's just say that again.
Number one, you said an outrageous word. Say it again.
Mark. You dirty old.
If anyone remembers that Sex Pistols interview. Yeah.
We don't remember it. We weren't born.
No, I was.
Yeah, some people might be listening.
No, I wasn't.
Millennials.
You might remember it.
Hey, millennials. Remember the Sex Pistols on Bill Grundy's TV show?
Yeah. Anybody recalls it.
Do you remember that dance on Walking that Oliver Reed did? Brilliant.
Coming up for the youngsters later in the show when we have Earth, Wind and Fire. To do a live performance.
And during the ad break, we're going to have Pan's People dancing around.
And some of our highlights from New Faces.
Pan's People, not an audio feature, really, is it?
Not really. I went for Eddie Howe, but I changed it to... I can't believe I did this. What was the thing? I've got other options, don't worry.
Don't worry.
There's only one person worrying there, mate, and it sounds like about you.
Heady Powell, right? An old-fashioned superhero, a bit like Batman. You know, when like, pow, but his move would be the headbutt.
Yeah.
So be a heady pow, and he would solve crime that way.
That would be violent way to solve crime.
How do you solve crime like that?
You go to Bournemouth, mate.
You just commit it.
A simple headbutt. Someone.
Simple headbutt. Do you want to change your opinion on my pun?
Yeah.
Do we have any love for Tony Pubis?
or Claude Puel.
Yeah.
Claude Duel.
Is that why you asked me how to pronounce his name before the show?
Good Lord.
No! Just wanted to make sure that you knew how to pronounce it.
Good, okay.
Go around with a glove challenging everyone to a duel.
Yeah.
You know?
Which one are you going to go for, though?
But I've gone for Paul Okun, who has just joined A-League side Central Coast Mariners, and I would be Paul Akon. And every time one of my players got with a shooting chance, I'd shout, smack that.
Yeah, you've reverse-engineered that pun, haven't you?
Thank you.
Can I find a footballer who sounds like Akon?
The rapper.
Yeah.
And his song, Smack That. We got it in there.
Well done. You got the points, I'll take it.
No. Well, if you insist. I think Jim's got the points.
Well, I agree with that, Jim.
Big slam.
Well done, mate. Yeah. That's what he'd say. Big slam.
At least Akon's a more contemporary reference, so we're good on that point.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Marcus, for clearing that up.
Drag it back.
More modern, isn't it? With your hippity hop.
We are at least in the 21st century.
Yeah.
The Premier League is in the 21st century.
Yeah, God,
because
isn't
it was renamed the Premier League in the 21st century.
Billions of pounds.
It's weird, all the rebranding of it. Just, you know, the logo looks very different now. Yeah. The ball's sort of really, really shiny.
And teams away kits are all fluorescent.
Yeah.
I felt like I'd woken up from a coma at the age of about 70. Because every time I put the TV on, a football team is playing in a fluorescent kit.
What's wrong with that? Mm.
It's the same off-green highlighter pen colour, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But it's a stubble on nonsense.
Yeah, but they're just matching it up with the boots.
But everything's fluorescent, isn't it? The ball is as well. Even the microphone heads. One of those is like, it's like a blue line on a turquoise mic guard. It looks like an 80s shoulder pad.
Yeah, it does. Even the pitch is fluorescent, Jim. Bright green.
You know, well, you get fluorescent floodlights.
That would be really good.
I'm starting to think I might have a problem with my TV. But, you know, speaking of the fluorescent kits thing, before we get into the Man City, Arsenal play Watford.
Yes.
They both had a variation on the fluorescent kit.
Yeah.
When actually Arsenal's home kit would have been fine. Mm. Just use your home kit. It's absolutely fine. It's far less of a clash than your third choice kit.
Yeah, they spent a lot on that fluorescent away.
I wonder if it's because it's the third kit. They're just trying to use it.
I think that's exactly the reason, And they're trying to sell more of them, I expect.
Well, you would, wouldn't
to
you?
To make up that shortfall in the money that Wenger's just spent.
Well, you've seen the interest rates.
Yeah, right.
There's a fair few of those interests, Peter. But we're interested in Manchester City 3, West Ham 1. And Raheem Sterling, he's playing with confidence again. It's lovely. According to Opta Joe, Sterling has had more touches in the opposition box than any other Premier League player this season. He's 33.
He's a man reborn. It goes to show you that a change is as good as a rest and all that stuff. And Pellegrini clearly knew he was going to be out there for a while. And maybe Sterling's the type of character that needs to be pushed on and needs a bit of an injection of maybe like something like honesty and a bit of good quality coaching. And Pellegrini, I think, are probably down tools at least a little bit. Whereas Guardiola clearly has come in and given him a new lease of life.
Pepe Guardiola must be loving him.
Pepe is. He's loving it.
Because he likes a wide player with pace. And my goodness, Sterling can provide
but
those two things.
He looks a completely new man.
He does. Yeah. That second goal was a lovely little touch.
But the vision to do that, to even think of it, and to have that deft little touch looks so different from the player that we saw in the Euros.
Yeah.
You know, he'd have just sat down and cried at the thought of having to do that.
Yeah, well, social media will do that to you.
He looked about 3 stone lighter. I don't mean physically, but I just mean in his mindset playing for City.
It's the weight off his shoulders.
It is.
What I like the way Manchester City are playing now is when you watch Barcelona play, especially under Guardiola, they do that thing where, excuse me, they come forward and their midfielders would have the ball, especially just after an attack, and then when the opposition try to push out, the defence naturally, as they should push up. Mm. And that's where Barcelona...
Yeah, they get you.
That's where they get you, Jim. Yeah. Because they do that little... Especially Xavi was excellent at it. That little... It was almost like a scoop over the top. So hard to defend against. It's not a loft in the box where the defender can easily head it away. It's that precise scoop. And you have runners running on that defensive line who push out. You get the timing right. Devastating.
They always used to do that with Alves and behind inside the fullback.
Exactly.
Well.
So Alves, that's what I was going to say. Alves on the right side would do that. And the amount of times he would just square it for like a messy tap-in.
Yeah.
The amount of tap-in they'd score.
Yeah, that was sort of a very fruitful avenue for them, wasn't it? They look very, very slick now. And they're not very good at that sort of patient build-up play, just sort of on the edge of the box, which seems absolutely mad. But it's that sort of boa constrictor style that Guardiola has, isn't it? Just strangling the opposition as well. Quite often, you'll see maybe two or three players just passing it back and forward between each other, not really moving. And you think, hang on, what's going on here? Then the other
team
go, what are they doing? Oh, we should move. And then the space opens. And then that's what it was. It's like a trap.
But getting it all this kind of worked out this early in the season, this never happened. He must have such clarity of thought and explanation to get his teams playing with such, such fluidity.
We've quite a few new players going in there.
Well, that's a very good point, actually, because they always used to say about Van Gaal, oh, his methods take time, it takes a lot of time. And as we said, you know, it turns out it's true because they never actually... his methods, really, if indeed his methods were particularly...
they even exist.
Yeah.
Sergio Aguero had a funny day at the office.
He
seemed to get very frustrated. He almost did like, it was almost like an ersatz Diego Costa impression.
It was a little bit.
Yeah, a bit frustrated.
Is that what happened when the beard comes through?
Maybe it is.
He needs to have a shave.
Mm.
It could be. Sami Nasri came on and he missed a couple of chances.
They had so many chances though, Man City. They had lots and lots and lots.
He's been linked to a move to Turkey at the time of recording. He hasn't gone. Nothing's happened. But he came back from pre-season a little overweight. And according to Pep Guardiola, he said about Nasri, if he wants to help us, he wants to stay and wants to be a part of something, it depends on him, not me.
Yeah.
But it's partly... depending on you, Pep.
Well, but doesn't Pep Guardiola every week he weighs his players, and if they don't... that's what I don't get. If they're overweight...
Some sort of like carnival competition.
If they're overweight, they don't train, which seems really working against what they're trying to get.
Yeah. He's shaming them, mate. He's shaming them.
Are they also not allowed to eat?
Right? Yeah.
That would be good, wouldn't it? If you went out after the game and you went to a certain restaurant, say, to celebrate, and you had a lot of food, and you're like... oh, no, I reckon I'm going to be too heavy. Oh, well, I might as well get a dessert.
It's done.
Yeah. Can't get it back.
You'd make the most of it until the next week.
Speaking from experience, yes.
I remember when David Jones was playing in the Indian Premier League, I think. I think he went out there for a while, didn't he?
He
was getting interviewed by someone and he sort of said, I had 2 beef burgers last night, so I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym.
Who has 2 beef burgers?
I know. Yeah, come on.
Actual.
I presume so, yeah.
No, I did in McDonald's the other day, actually.
Did you? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So there you are. That's weird, though, isn't it? Imagine that.
Just sort of going, I've done this, but so now my penance is getting on the treadmill for a little while.
Willy Caballero started in goal. Claudio Bravo watched on from the stands. Joe Hart, he was there. He was having a little bit of a chuckle at one point, wasn't he?
Stewarding.
Yeah, was that the high-vis? Is that why he's wearing that vest? Is that what he's been reduced to?
Basically.
It's a difficult time of the year for us to record the show because we've got a couple of days till the end of the transfer window, and by the time some people are listening to this, things might have changed around.
Yeah, well,
Joe Hart might have made his move to...
Torino.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if he doesn't want training ground... I mean, obviously the tabloid newspapers called it a bust-up, but he had a bit of a disagreement with Guardiola, didn't he?
Well, he thinks he should start, Guardiola disagrees, so there
Torino,
we are.
Torino, managed by Sinisa Mihajlovic, so good luck with that.
All the way, Torino.
Out of the frying pan into a massive bushfire.
But like from going to spit.
Yeah. But from Man City, it shows how kind of worked out everyone's got their keeper plans. Nobody wants to kind of make a change. Mm. And certainly none of the big clubs anyway. So like Sunderland, Torino, from Man City.
Liverpool?
Yeah.
Go on, Jeff.
I was going to say, overweight or not, I'm amazed that Sami Naseri can't get a move. Like, to within the Premier
League. We'll see. Chimes nice into the point I was going to make, which is that you don't see good Premier League players move away from the Premier League or permanently anymore.
Because
the wages are so high. So Joe Hart will go on loan somewhere, probably, and there's an outside chance he'll make a permanent move to another Premier League team, but it's going to be on loan. Mm. If Naseri goes, he'll almost certainly go on loan, unless he goes to somewhere like China, where they pay a ridiculous amount of money.
Well, that might be it. It might be the Silk Road.
That's what he's waiting for. Yeah, reverse Silk Road. I think it's the biggest example you could think of the amount of wages that Premier League teams pay players. It's as simple as that.
No, it's quite right. I mean, I think with Joe Hart that if the people are offering loan deals and whatnot, Hart clearly wants to see if in a year's time if he can have another go at Man City.
I'm hoping Guardiola won't work out.
Yeah.
Well, will he get the level of visibility when it comes to sponsorships? Because he's got a couple of fairly high-profile tie-ins and stuff. Well, Head Shoulders, he's got a few different ones.
Speaking of the man who's lost a fair amount of voiceover, but...
Only on my own terms.
You're always thinking
about... I swear liberally.
Yeah, you're always thinking about the endorsements, and Hart, I love you for that.
Well, it's a fair point, because Hart was dropped by Pellegrini before, wasn't he?
Mm.
Yeah, he was dropped from sort of fairly... unceremoniously.
It was definitely Pellegrini for a short period of time.
Yeah.
But it shows you that previous managers have thought that, come on, they need to give him a little bit of a jolt, because he's England number one without being challenged.
But he's
really
also a big personality, right?
Yeah,
so
of course.
A manager wants to stamp his authority down, as we said last week.
It would be great to see him go abroad.
They would, absolutely,
because,
right, yeah.
In the selfish sense, because you never see English players do that. It would be good.
Especially goalkeepers.
To see, yeah. Pep Guardiola said if Yaya Toure wants to stay, then he can, and see out the rest of his contract until next summer.
He doesn't want to stay.
It's so weird. Every time I see Yaya Toure, I'm like, oh yeah, he's still there.
He's welcome to stay if he wants to, but the talk I gave him about the fact that he has to try still stands. Yeah, but nothing's changed there.
Well, Pep Guardiola said that if Toure's behaviour is okay, and his agency's too, then everything is going
That's
well.
Brilliant.
So basically, not only you have to behave. Okay, I can maybe put and your agent. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I am.
The
gone.
Two of us can't get the both.
It's either Wings Chinese restaurant or China. Yeah. There's two places you can go.
Have you got any birthday cake left?
Yeah, but the thing with Toure though is he doesn't enjoy running around very much, does he? And if Guardiola doesn't pick him, he's still going to stay and pick his money up.
Of course.
So surely
he's going to go to China or nowhere. As simple as that.
China or bust.
Yeah.
There we go.
Uh-huh. But it was a good win, though, in the end for Manchester
City. They were fantastic, though. Good. Yeah.
West Ham, Mikel Antonio with another towering header. Mm. He loves it, doesn't he? He's got him in England call.
He really does love it. As we discussed last season, that's what's so brilliant about Antonio.
He looks
like a fan playing who can't believe it.
And he also loves popping up at the back post.
Yeah.
He's a textbook of that. He plays them wide on one side, and when the ball's down the other side, he always goes into the far post.
Which England could do with. He's crying out loud when it comes to... Well, I don't know how far does it down the pecking order does it get? We try plan A, B, C, D. Yeah. By the time...
Plan Sam.
Yeah. Plan H or something we get to. And and a header at the back post, that would do us lovely.
I don't want to take anything away from Mikel Antonio. He's a good player. And
he's a good player.
He's done well to get a call up. He's not going to solve England's problem. And nor should he be expected to.
But didn't he score something like 8 headers last season?
Did he? I don't know.
I might have misremembered that from Match of the Day.
He's a real Eddie header.
Yeah, he's
lethal
with his bumps.
Eddie Power.
The Irons have signed Zaza on loan from Juve, which is also, take penalties, lol, etc.
the plan there is for them to pay £25 million to sign him permanently next summer, if it works out. I mean, he scored 5 goals last season.
It was a lot of competition, though.
I know, but
they need strikers. They need goals.
Vine of the week was after West Ham went out to Astra Gyurgu. Have you seen the Vine?
Is it the fan?
The Vine is, it's I'm going to do my best to describe it, but someone's basically spliced together George Michael going, "Wake me up before you go, go," and this fan going, "We can't score against Astra Gyurgu." It's excellent. It's really well done. A terrible week for West Ham overall as well, because not only did they get beaten, but a boy with a Spurs shirt was spotted in the West Ham home end.
Naughty.
Yeah.
And then to
the
add
game's
to that,
gone, hashtag against modern football, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Did he think that Spurs won the bid? what the problem is. Yeah.
Just not accepting
he got
it.
He got his season ticket. I don't care who's playing there. Yeah. No, I've got my seat.
He's clearly a tourist who's gone to the London Stadium thinking it's Wembley.
Just hoping you'll get the London team you want.
Yeah, and rotate them around. It's like a carousel. You hit the button. Oh, it's West Ham.
well, at least I can buy a European Tour t-shirt before the second leg of the match.
Exactly. Terrible week for West Ham.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a responsibility to talk about it, West Ham fans, before you complain.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll be back to their best very soon, though. But yeah, it was always tricky to play Guardiola's team away from home, so don't worry about it. I've got that one out of the way now.
Yeah. I don't know how many people saw that and that other sort of thing video that went around of the West Ham fan on West Ham TV just absolutely losing it after they went out. But he, among all the shouting, he made an interesting point, which was, you know, they finished seventh last season, worked really hard to do that, and it's all now, you know, it's the reward for that is gone, isn't it? And
it's
incredibly frustrating. The first season there having European football, that was such an achievement, and it's such a disappointing blow for them.
That was unnecessary.
Look forward to Twitter this week.
Jeez.
Business as usual, Jim. I personally find it funny. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
It's not because I hate West Ham. I know.
Wasn't the last time they qualified was due to fair play, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'll leave Arsenal pelters in a minute.
Yeah. you're just pleased that now we can look forward to seeing Southampton in the Europa League.
Yeah.
I'm just happy we're not mentioning Spurs.
Yeah.
Until later.
They come with the Europa League later on.
What about this before we move on? Former Man City manager Manuel Pellegrini, he's taken charge of Chinese Super League side Hebei China Fortune. I think it's Hebei?
Yeah,
maybe?
Sounds about right.
I think the last word's the most.
They've got some
Fortune, is the particular.
They've got some notable players
there. They do. They've got Jovinho, Gael Kakuta, former Chelsea man, of course, Ezequiel Levesque.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
and receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It was a very big surprise when Lovetzi went out there.
Only at one point the highest paid player on earth.
That makes sense.
Possibly still is.
I was going to say, I think he definitely is now. yeah, but he's certainly up there. But Pellegrini joins other top managers in the league, of course, like Phil Scolari. And
sorry, your mate went down a little bit there, Marcus.
You're going to have to put it up at some point. And Sven got an Ericsson. Shall we have an ad break?
Yeah, all right then.
Let's drink now, everybody.
They're men of the world, not your regular rabble. They love a bit of that. Hashtag travel.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. We're here, we're going to talk about Spurs and Liverpool. Spurs and Liverpool, was it a harsh penalty against Eric Lamella? Was that harsh?
No, I thought it was a penalty.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a penalty. I thought he clipped him only just in the area, but for me, it was a definite penalty.
We all agree.
Yeah. It was a sort of delayed clip, wasn't it, if that makes sense? So it wasn't immediately. It looked from the replay, when everything's in slow motion, as it often does, like it might have been a little bit tame, but at pace, that it makes a difference to you, doesn't it?
Do you know what it reminded me of? And I promise you, I'm not just trying to just shoehorn a plug for the book in here, but...
It reminded me of my chapter on unfair penalty decisions.
I wrote a bit in the book, which obviously comes out in October 20th, I talk about video replays, about video replays in football and how people are crying out for them and stuff. And one of the points I made was that actually, even on certain decisions and things like penalties, it's not always a cut and dry thing anyway. It's not always a case of that happened, oh, look at the replay, oh, it's a penalty. It's not like that. And this is a great example. It's not even the most difficult example. If you think of someone like Jamie Vardy flying through at 100 mile an hour with a defender chasing him down and rot on the edge, they're both running full pelt, right on the edge of the area, they're coming together. There's no video replay in the world that's going to tell you whether that's a penalty or not.
No.
So, and it's the same with that Lamella one. I thought it was a penalty, but I can understand why it may not have been given, and so there's no cut and dried answer, is there? Because it's down to the referee's interpretation.
Mm. The most upsetting thing about video replay and judging like that is it's when there's a real... It takes a long time for anyone to make a decision, and you almost think like there's been someone in someone's ear sort of going, right, let's get this right.
Sure. Referees sometimes do think about it, don't they? Take a number of seconds, you're right, yeah.
And that brings in people kind of, you know, assuming that somebody's, you know, the crowd have got on their back or someone's mentioned something to the line or whatever.
Yeah.
If they ever do bring it in, which I would imagine they probably will, it's just the way.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they do, yeah.
I think that they will have to have an option where it just is inconclusive. Because as you say, this happens all the time.
Like in cricket when they can't just say umpire's decision because they can't. Yeah, okay. But I just thought that one of the things I really wanted to say before I forget is that Michel Vorm had a really good game.
That save
he made early on was absolutely fantastic. I mean, Coutinho should have buried that, but it was a fantastic save.
We were
really
talking about Vorm on the preview show last week.
I think he's a good keeper.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a future as a centre-half based on his tackling.
Yeah, that was a fantastic... He really committed to that, didn't he? Really committed to that.
Yeah. Liverpool looked pretty good. They're probably disappointed that they didn't win the game.
They do look good, apart from Roberto Firmino's hair, which might be the most annoying thing about the whole season so far. Hate it.
It's a little man bun with a little sort of fountain of hair on top.
God, the way it bobbles when he runs.
Yeah. So I also agree with you. I don't like it.
I'm surprised you're that hate fueled about this.
Yeah, I rarely get upset about another man's hair. In fact, this is the first time it's ever happened.
You're planning on having one yourself, and now he stole your thunder.
No, I'm all right for that. Yeah.
Nasser Chadli is leaving Tottenham, moving to West Brom. I think it's a pretty good signing for West Brom. Actually,
yeah, it is.
I heard someone said to me the other day that Tony Pulis is under a lot of pressure at West Brom. Local newspapers have rounded on him, and he's under huge pressure for his job.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm just putting it out there because I didn't know that.
Tony P, how about that? Liverpool, their goalkeeping situation is a bit of a funny one. Lloris Karius or Karius?
Karius.
I think it's Karius. We'll go with that. He's injured, of course, injured his hand in pre-season. The rumours of Joe Hart, like we say. I did like this. I was doing an ounce of research on Karius. And when I say an ounce, this is from his Wikipedia page. Under the personal life heading, it says this. Karius became friends with Canadian singer Justin Bieber after meeting him while on holiday in Miami during the summer of 2015. The heavily tattooed Karius stated that, "We were in the same hotel. Bieber admired my tattoos and I responded to it."
Responded to it?
So mysterious.
Yeah. In the same way that Bieber's been spotted macking with his... girl.
Could be.
If anyone in this room could bond with Justin Bieber over tattoos, you are the man.
Yeah.
You could definitely.
The sooner he gets a cat in the hat on the back of his leg, the better, I think.
Yeah, I mean, when a 35-year-old man with a cat in the hat tattoo talks to a teen pop sensation, it normally doesn't end in friendship, does it? Ends in a prison sentence.
Well, I was only 18 when I got it.
Yeah.
When nobody had tattoos. Yeah, now everyone's really got them, and everyone's going, you're a bit rubbish.
Your Honour.
Good win for Chelsea. 3-0 against the Burnleys. Is Hazard back to his best?
He was absolutely irresistibly good.
Well, Chelsea were fantastic in
general.
They
were. They were absolutely superb. Hazard looked a new man. He looked like a new old man.
Yeah.
But not an old man.
A new old man, like a baby.
A new old new man.
Was a new old man. Was that Jeff Goldblum in the latest Independence Day film?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, okay, right.
Sounds like an 80s album by Robert Palmer or something. Yeah. I'm a new old man.
Yeah.
You could have had a... Oh, speaking of which, I think I'm right in saying... Gary Oldman.
There you are.
is 10 days younger than Gary Newman.
Mm. Oof, beautiful. That's lovely.
Good stat, right?
That's very good.
Yeah, good stat.
All the olds and all the news.
But anyway, Hazard isn't an old man.
He certainly isn't. But it's funny, isn't it, when you see Hazard playing like this and you think, oh, yeah, that's right, he's blooming excellent. And
what went wrong last season? I think
perhaps Mourinho just sort of caging him a little bit and making him track back.
Head turned.
Yeah. No, it was a bit of a sulk. It's just a sulk.
I think it could be a combination of all of these things.
Yeah,
where he
be.
Didn't want to sort of do the defensive shift that he perhaps doesn't have to
no,
do.
No, but
so
he did.
Contact.
He did play well for Mourinho that season. He was player of the season.
Last season.
The season before that.
Oh, yeah, he did all that.
But, you know, obviously Mourinho... You know, he fell out with a lot of players.
Mourinho fell out with everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't say it was because of that, because, you know, Willian still played well. One or two others still had good seasons. I think it was because his head was turned. I think he was thinking to himself, you know, sod this, I've had enough, and hoping for a move to Real Madrid or maybe PSG, possibly Real Madrid. And that's why sometimes when clubs
Real Madrid, PSG or Real Madrid?
All of them. All three. I think when a player has his head turned, and sometimes when a club actually keeps hold of a player, because often when a player wants to go, you think, I just let him go.
Maybe he should turn his own head and do some bloody defending.
That's right. Well,
I thought he was unplayable.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to.
You mean he was playable?
He was unplayable for the opposition. They couldn't play.
Okay, right,
And one thing I noticed as well is that in the post-match interview, Antonio Conte had a sweaty top lip, which was even more intimidating. It was a look that said, I'm terrifying and I'm also warmed up.
Do you think that was because Sean Dyche was going on about Conte before the game? Or not so much Conte, more about the whole British manager saying that they're hard done by and suggesting...
Still, they talk about British managers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just do some more coaching.
Well,
it's not British managers, it's ex-footballers who have young British sons that can't get in teams because of foreign players.
Any British...
Go abroad. Do something.
Let me.
No.
I think you're talking to you.
Any British man over the age of 40 in football, involved in football, seems to be on some sort of rota where they take their turns just to say that foreigners are annoying us and they're not good as they say they are, and if I had a different name, I'd be better. And blah, blah, blah.
Well, if I could bring it to the Football Rabble book in my manager section, in my manager chapter, empirical evidence suggests that in the Premier League era, foreign managers have done a lot better than English managers.
Yeah, especially
Well, England,
English
managers have done nothing. I mean, because the only British manager is Sir Alex Ferguson, who's done something in the Premier League era.
Dalglish.
And they've had opportunities.
He never won it, though.
He won the Premier League.
Did he really?
Blackburn.
Oh, of course he did. Forgive me. I was thinking Liverpool. Sorry.
Come on.
Yeah, but I said, I still said English managers have not done.
You're right.
Very
British
well.
Managers are brilliant.
Scottish manager
Alan Shearer. Fun.
There you are. Exhibit A, Your Honour. But it is true that, like you say, it's like, oh, give us a chance. Give us. It's not like Antonio Conte's been managing, you know, Piacenza or something.
No,
and
yeah.
Oh, right, let's pick him from obscurity and give him the Chelsea job. He won the league repeatedly.
You had your Tim Sherwood. You had him. And yeah. He's Tim Sherwood.
He's set us back, isn't he?
And you all liked him. They all spent their time talking about how much they loved him.
Who's going to be the guy that we put forward as the poster boy for the British managers? Yeah, Tim. We all like Tim. He's a real laugh about the place. Yeah.
Get your own house in order.
Tim, what have you done?
He might cost me a realistic long-term prospect of getting a big job, but he does get the pints in.
But imagine being like a decent young British manager going, oh, Tim, it's like Black managers and Paul Ince. Paul Ince is always yapping off. He's like, you're the worst manager ever.
Yeah.
You don't represent us. You're rubbish.
I'm sure we said this at the time, but it was like when Ian Holloway was saying about Man United giving the job to Jose Mourinho, and he was like, why not give someone like Steve Bruce a go?
I love this idea as well. Give them a go. Man United are a charity. It's like got one of those little foldy things that little lasses have in schools.
I try to they fold it up and they've got little kind of numbers in them.
Oh yeah, I don't know what they've got.
Yeah, Eddie Howe. I don't know if anyone
it's kind of like an old-fashioned magic eight ball or something.
You can imagine the board meeting on May 9th. I am not reporting Steve Bruce to the New York Stock Exchange. We are having Jose Mourinho, and that's the end of it.
Steve Bruce.
Yeah, give him a go. Yeah, just so he can confirm it. We all know anyway.
I would decide to give Steve Bruce a go.
Yeah. He looks like the human version of the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, with his swimming shorts on, his towel under his arm.
I'm a big lovely blancmange man.
Yeah.
But what would happen if he did take over at Man United? Because obviously we're well aware of the Brucey bonus, which is where he goes to Old Trafford with whatever team he's managing, rolls over, gets his belly rubbed and gives away 3 points. If he actually managed Man United, would they win every game or lose every game?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's worth the gamble.
Oh, imagine when Man United played Man United reserves in a pre-season friendly. The game would go for. I'll tell you who did give Old United 3 points was Mike More Than a Feeling at the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't think he gave
them.
No, they battled
to be fair. They did.
But Conte responded to what Sean Dyche was saying. Because Dyche said, you know, come to my training and you'd say that this young English dinosaur manager hasn't got a clue. And you know, the perception is radically different to what's going on with English managers because people were saying, oh, Conte, his style is quite refreshing and so on and so forth. Which again, it's not... You know, the guys who run Chelsea have not gone around the training grounds of Europe and gone, oh, I like the way Conte's... They've looked at Conte's record at Juventus, record at Italy, you know, two enormous jobs. I mean, he's done pretty well. Yeah. And Conte responded to this saying, there are dinosaurs and geniuses in all departments all over the world, in Italy, England, named a few countries. You have to understand who the dinosaur and who the geniuses are.
It's not yin and yang, is it? Dinosaur and genius.
Yeah.
Dinosaur and comet, maybe.
Well, list me a name of famous people, and I'll tell you straight away without missing a beat whether they're a dinosaur or a genius.
Richard Keys.
Dinosaur.
Gary Newman.
Genius.
Okay, good.
Robbie Musto.
Dinosaur.
Alicia Keys.
Dinosaur.
Why dinosaur?
Oh, I've got it wrong. No, it's hard. It's harder than you think. Yeah, it's harder than you think. Yeah, it is harder than you think.
Gary Tyrannosaur.
genius.
Basically, when Conte was going on about dinosaurs and geniuses, it would have just...
Tyrannosaur isn't even a dinosaur.
Tyrannosaur.
Say genius.
Yeah.
Learning about dinosaurs, more like.
Oi.
I'd have said Danny Diplodocus.
There you are. There's one.
Is it Diplodocus, though?
Possibly.
I can't remember which one's wrong.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah. That's right. That's absolutely right. Moving on, though, to the champions, Leicester. They beat Swansea 2-1. A win for the champs.
I'll tell you what was absolutely lovely, I imagine. If I can empathise with being a Leicester fan for 1 second, their first goal. It was like Leicester of old.
Yeah. Vintage Leicester.
It was like Leicester 2015-16 vintage.
Yeah, it really was.
Marte played Decante wrong, stole the ball back, give it to Danny Drink, and he pops over the top, and Vardy smashes it in off the post.
And there was a lot of drink late on, wasn't it? There was so much rain where the ball was sort of like just sticking to the floor. And Mahrez had a chance where it was this beautifully, beautifully crafted bit of play, despite the pitch being so boggy. And had that gone in, it went just wide. It honestly, because of the novelty of it would have been up there with like the greatest Premier League goals ever scored.
When you said Mahrez had a chance, I thought it was a penalty.
He missed it.
Obviously, you were talking about something other.
He's not that good at penalties.
Yeah,
he's in the Messi school.
He is
not as
Ozil too.
Yeah, not as good. Yeah, quite. Ozil's terrible at them. When you sort of bracket up along the ability they have, you think they should be so much better. Because look at someone like James Milner, who obviously just puts one away. Mm. Clearly, he doesn't have the ability of even a Mahrez, let alone a Messi or an Ozil. But he's so reliable, isn't there? Something in that, isn't there, that he's so reliable.
I think it was interesting. Leighton Baines missed a penalty on the weekend.
He did.
He got lucky because it went off.
I was wondering about it.
Baines doesn't miss many.
If you've got Shay Given in your fantasy Premier League team, you'd have got a penalty. You'd give him 5 points for a penalty save because he actually saved it.
Oh, okay.
But then he scores an own goal.
Does it go down as an own goal, and does it also go down as a miss for Baines?
Yes.
That's mad.
It
hits the post, and it's coming away from the goal, and if it doesn't hit the keeper...
It's not going in. Yeah. Given pushed onto the post, so he saved it, and the next movement was a goal being scored by the keeper.
Yeah. Magic. This is like you are the ref, isn't it?
I possibly may be wrong.
Well, if you were the ref, would you have counted Big Wes Morgan's goal? Because Huth looked like he was all over his marker.
Yeah, he was. Mm. It's for some reason, I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad thing, but for some reason, all these penalises for people fouling in the box is only happening to Stoke.
Mm. Well, they didn't get one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They
didn't
get one.
Good, yeah.
Well,
with Robert Huth, if that rule does come in and it is heavily enforced, then Huth can't go up for corners.
He'd be banned for life. Yeah.
That's it. Actually, I mean, you couldn't have him up for corners because everyone that came in foul.
Yeah. We are seeing, the enforcement, or mostly the enforcement of this rule. And we've said many times before that, if a rule like this was brought in and it was properly enforced, it would be chaos for a couple of weeks and then everything should settle down and they'll stop doing it. And it is bang in the middle of those few weeks, isn't it? Every game on Match of the Day.
There'll be an international break, sort of a transfer deadline day, and it'll be forgotten about.
It'll all be forgotten about, Jim. Don't you worry. Good to see Drinkwater in the England squad, where he belongs.
Absolutely.
Leicester have signed sporting striker Islam Slimani, Algerian striker, for around sort of 30 million. We'll see how much the actual precise figure is soon enough. Although, is there ever a precise figure? Because one side says one thing, one side says the other. But it's interesting at the moment in football where I think, he had a good season with Sporting last year. Apart from that, obviously he's a good player and he's done okay at international level. But you think, I've just sort of heard the name, I don't know much about him, and he's gone for like 30 odd million.
Yeah, he scored a lot of goals though.
He did. I said he had a decent season.
But isn't he 28?
Yeah, I don't think he's that young.
He's not that young, is he? Because the player that Southampton just signed, Boufal from Lille, Moroccan left side midfield player, he's 22, I think. Mm. And do you think that Southampton have got a model they're working to there? Mm-hmm. You can see that. And actually, you can probably flip that around and say that about some of the Portuguese teams. They clearly like to discover players and then sell them on for huge profits.
Yeah.
And if a Portuguese team is selling to a Premier League team, it's going to be big money because they know Premier League got big money and they know that their model of existence, essentially. If you look at especially like Porto and Benfica, Benfica particularly, I think, they sell players on for huge profits all the time. So
they won't make more than 10 million off him at the end of his contract, though, will they? They won't make anywhere near that amount of money.
Who?
Leicester, if they sell him on.
Well, they won't be able to, no. I mean, if he has two good seasons, he's going to be 30. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Manchester United, eh? Are they going to sell Marcus Rashford? Probably not.
No.
Because he's scoring goals, isn't he, Jim? And he got a late winner. Big celebrations in the away end. So much that a woman got crushed against an advertising board, but fortunately, Marouane Fellaini was there to save the day.
What a turnaround in his Man United career.
Saving women's lives.
Become a superhero.
Yeah.
He has been, yeah. It was... when you said, Mike Phelan, gave the old Brucey bonus away, I mean, it was
deep into his full name.
Mike.
More than a feeling.
It was a great win for Manchester United because Hull, the early pace setters.
Started the season well. They battled really hard. I mean, speaking to someone who had Zlatan as his fantasy captain, I was a bit annoyed by it. But they did battle very hard and it was a bit of a gutter for them. But I liked what old Curtis Davis said.
Mm.
Was it Curtis Davis who said it or Snodgrass who said it?
What about?
He said, it's not that great not having that many players, but at least we all get a game.
With Snodgrass.
Yeah. Like Sunday League.
Yeah.
I love January Sunday League. Right. I always get a game. It's brilliant.
How many have you got for Sunday? 11. Oh, yeah, I'll come down.
So they get a Man United player, do they?
Yeah.
They're in a strange situation, aren't they, in terms of transfers? Because don't they have to wait for the takeover to go through before they can buy any players? And it's, I think it's like a that's bit, not going to happen.
There's talk of it, there's talk of, as we spoke before, the Chinese consortium or Chinese brother and sister sort of financiers want to potentially buy them. But yeah, I guess so. I guess it's difficult for them to do anything.
Is that the first Nicholas big Chinese money?
He's available on a free.
There you go. Just get him in. Everyone wins.
There's your solution, Hull.
Apart from Hull City fans.
Well, you don't have to. The window obviously doesn't apply for teams who for players who have not got clubs.
That's what you're saying. Get a free transfer. I mean. So. But there are quite a few players still available on free.
Hal Robson Kanu.
Yeah, he's one of them. Yeah.
Flamini.
Yeah.
Well, there was talk of Flamini going back to Italy, I think.
Yeah. But it's not happened yet.
No. Pete Donaldson.
Yeah,
another one.
Are you available on free, Pete?
I'll take all your pens, like markers in a betting shop.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
You take the little pens,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, I know, but why are you taking it? Oh, you're taking the penalties.
I'll take all the pens, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But Watford, they lost to Arsenal.
Yeah, they
better
did.
Better from Wenger's men.
So far, we've got a win, a loss and a draw.
Yeah,
so mid-table. Completed the set.
And, and perhaps a couple of signings.
Yeah, well, apparently they've happened, but it's still not officially announced. No need to panic just yet, Jim. But Mustafi and Lucas Perez from Deportivo.
Raiding La Liga.
Much, yeah, we have raided La Liga. Yeah. It's good. So actually, it's been a pretty good window transfer-wise when it all stacks up. Just
not do it earlier. Not raided, every single year.
Not raided the top of La Liga though.
No, that's the thing, isn't it? It's not the sort of world class striker everyone was hoping for. But I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean he's not going to be good. You know, he had a very good season last season. Good age.
I really thought that with Daniel Sturridge being put out, I thought it'd be a great fit for Arsenal. And I thought, oh yeah, he's injury prone.
Yeah.
Arsenal, they're all injured. Nah, he'll never play. He will not kick a ball.
Never play.
It would be ridiculous.
He wouldn't even make it to the stadium. It'd be like Final Destination.
Yeah, before
ironically.
It certainly would be. If you want to know more of Jim's views about Arsenal, you did a little video, Jim.
I did do a little video, yeah, for our YouTube channel. Which you can find on YouTube. It was basically reasons to be cheerful if you're an Arsenal fan, and I put those forward, and then they won. Coincidence?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. You're doing what you do on every week, are you, from now on?
Not next week, it's international break.
Wenger also said, look at my face, is this the face of someone who tends to panic buy? Bold words from a man who took Sol Campbell back in January from Notts County.
That's a panic loan.
Yeah, panic loan.
He's not spent any money on him or Silvestre.
Andre Santos
was very much a panic buy.
Six mil on deadline day.
He was fun though. His English wasn't brilliant, so he did that famous tweet once where he just said he wasn't playing in the game, but he said very good win, Gaze.
Oh, there you go.
Brilliant.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Uh-huh. But Gomez made
that was quite refreshing, really.
Yeah.
Take it back to the game itself. Gomez made some amazing saves. I thought Watford were really disappointing because I thought Watford might have smelt a bit of blood the way Arsenal started the season, and Watford have been a bit unlucky, haven't they?
Yeah.
They had a turnaround against Chelsea, I think, and I thought they might do something against Arsenal, but no, Arsenal were too good.
Yeah, I mean, Arsenal have been a little bit behind on their fitness because of a lot of players coming back from the Euros. This is Ozil's first game back, and they just looked like the team they should look like.
I enjoyed the Ozil header, although not as much as Garth Brooks. Were you watching final score?
No,
I was watching final score on the BBC, and
it was a good header.
Yeah, it was a great header.
Great ball in,
great run, great header. It's a great goal. I'm not saying it wasn't. Garth Crooks went on like it was the best goal of the season.
Yeah.
He could not believe. Did you see it?
No.
He was shuffling around in his seat. He was hitting whoever the poor soul was next to him. Might have been Phil Neville, possibly. But yeah.
It's the work experience that I'd type up as team of the week.
Yeah, when I saw
get him in centre back. Get him in centre back.
When I saw him actually the day that night, I was like, oh.
With that heading ability, he'll be able to get rid of corners quickly.
Yeah.
I was about to say, isn't it nice to hear that Garth Crooks was happy, but then as he's hitting someone, is he really?
It was Kevin Kilbane, actually.
That was
That's who it was. I just remembered. Yeah.
Oof.
Poor Kevin.
Poor Kev.
Poor Kevin.
Let's move on to the championships. The championships. Well, we'll talk about the championship first. Huddersfield 1, Wolves 0. Huddersfield Town are the league's early pace setters on 13 points from 5 matches.
Not too shoddy.
Wonderful stuff, and not far behind them on 11 points is Fulham. They start the season very well. Tom Cairney scored on his return to Blackburn Rovers in the 94th minute. Blackburn under Owen Coyle have only got a point.
And Shane Duffy's finally moved to Brighton, hasn't he?
Right.
We called it ages ago, but he's actually gone through now, I think.
He's got out of
there. Nostradamus.
Yeah, no, it's Marcus who said it, and he just kept scoring for Blackburn. I was like, when's this move going to happen?
I suppose that's the point I'm saying, is Shane Duffy has contributed to Blackburn being bottom of the league and has got a move to a decent club.
Yeah.
Well, a club which is probably in a better situation. A club that's on the up.
He came through at Everton. He was very highly rated. Yeah. It's very highly rated.
Well, he's got a new lease of life on the South Coast.
In the own goals department.
In the own goals department. What about Newcastle United and Big Jonge? Jonge O'Shelby.
Better. A much better performance.
A beautiful free kick.
Did Chris
Check that free kick out, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Did Chris Hughton get a reception?
I was watching the feed, but I mean, sorry, I was watching it on Sky legally in my house, not in Sweden on a mobile phone. I didn't notice a particular one, but okay. I would like to think they did because obviously
nice
he was
one,
the last time they won the championship and sorted Newcastle out. Yeah. Chris Hughton be like, "What are you doing down here again?"
Yeah.
Like, I brought yous up, yeah. And now you just...
If I have to come up there again.
If I have to come up there again.
Alan Shearer going, no.
Well, one of my favourite things about this game is I watched the Championship highlights on the Sky website, actually, and the co-commentator, I forget who it was, he described a Jonjo Shelby shot late in the game as a worm burner.
Yes, like that's right,
I've only heard daisy cut, I've never heard worm burner.
No, it wasn't a worm. Not the free kick.
Not the goal, yeah. A shot that didn't go in.
Mm. Yeah, that's quite good. Nice to see the King of Sausages score.
He's got a little ponytail now. He didn't have that at the start of the season.
Oh, is that right?
Greater growing hair.
What's the revelation?
Is there anything he can't do?
What's the revelation? The hair grows.
Hair grows. Jamal Lasalle's hair grows.
Yeah. Before we go abroad, what about Nottingham Forest selling the young Scott Oliver Burke to Red Bull Leipzig for £15 million?
Yeah.
A very highly rated young Scottish player.
It's nice to see someone from this island go abroad for a big fee. Yeah.
I look forward to him coming back online in January. Oh, it's hot. It's so hot.
Yeah, hopefully not. Now then, before we go for a break, let's have some highlights of the week, Luke.
Yeah, I've separated them out into British-themed ones for this part of the show, and then we'll do international ones later. Oh. And international may or may not include Scotland.
Yeah. So, Sean Dyche will be delighted with this.
That's the listener's fault for not giving me enough good continental ones. Philip Chesniak, he says, my highlight of the week, it doesn't sound like highlight of the week, we talked about it a bit earlier, the inexplicable kit clash extravaganza that was Watford versus Arsenal. Mm. Decades from now, when my eyesight starts deteriorating... I won't blame the night spent at my computer screen or reading in the dark. I'll just reminisce about this game, look at my grandkid and say, I'll tell you what, that fucking Arsenal Watford kit clash, I knew that'd do me in. And I'll actually be talking to a chair. That's how awful the kits were. I agree, Philip.
Blend, isn't it?
It's a kit blend, not a kit clash. We want them to clash, that's right.
Kit blend sounds like an American soccer player that's come over to play.
Kit blend.
Just coming through at Dortmund. Alan Donald, my highlight was Gary Monk stating, if not for the goals we conceded, we would have won the game, definitely.
That's Coleman balls.
They got one.
Daniel Bamber says, Jolyon Lescott's battle with the truth continues on. After turning down a move to Rangers because, in quotes, he didn't want to uproot his family, he's just signed for AEK Athens.
It's nice, though, isn't it?
His family might be in Athens.
Exactly. I don't want to uproot them. They've found themselves in Athens. I don't want to move.
I've always felt that Jolyon Lescott sounds like a sort of new town, but on another planet.
Jolyon. Yeah, I can see that.
Sort of, if Mars had a latent buzzard.
Okay.
Nice to hear an English player going abroad. We want them to do it more often. Yeah, there's one.
That's in the twilight of their careers.
Yeah, you're so passionate about it.
Very passionate. Yeah.
Tom Smith, he says, hello to you, Tom. He says, BBC's Mark Scott, which is calling Jordan Dickford. During his commentary of the Sunday game.
Preferable.
Yet again, another example of men with two first names being untrustworthy. To which Finlay Ross replies, I resent that insinuation. We've got Pete Donaldson. Going that way, aren't you?
Yeah, you were going that way, did you say?
Going that way.
Half that way, isn't he?
What do you mean half that way? At some point, the end of his name's going to drop off.
Well, no, he cannot be trusted.
All right. Fair enough.
Luke the Moor.
That's me.
Yeah, are we done?
That's it for now. We'll be back with that a bit later on.
Excellent. Let's have a break.
Watch yourself. It's the Ramble Boys chucking out the bants, making all the noise. Keep your peepers peeled and watch those grubby mitts, because they're coming for you and your big shop tips.
Oh, we're back. Told you we'd have a break, didn't we? The Football Ramble preview show will be out this Friday. It'll be great. It'll be fantastic.
International one this week.
It's an international
one. Always fun.
So we very much look forward to that. You should be looking forward to the live shows, ladies and gentlemen, as well. That's coming up. But should we go to La Liga?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go to... Excuse me, the league. Real Madrid beat Celta Vigo 2-1. Tony Kroos won it late on. It was a nice little finish, Jim. Celta have signed Giuseppe Rossi from Fiorentina.
Is that a replacement for what's his name? He moved on.
Well, who's what's his name?
Nolito.
Could be.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I forgot all about Rossi. He's only 29.
Yeah, he's had terrible luck with injuries. That's the problem.
Yeah,
he's heartbreaking
injuries.
Yeah, really key points in his career as well.
Yeah, because he started to really come good at Villarreal, didn't he? And did he get a move elsewhere after that and then get an injury, or was it there? So it was something like that. He looked like he might actually finally be like a sort of top level, real reliable striker.
I think he might have got injured just after he went to Fiorentina, maybe, as well. Yeah, I think he's had two big injuries in his career.
Hopefully he can sort himself out. Cristiano Ronaldo, he was awarded the 2015-16 UEFA Best Player in Europe Award.
Drove back on the way home past Messi's house, didn't he? Drove past real slow, beat the horn a couple of times. Here it is. See you later.
Bale and Griezmann were his closest rivals for said award. Atletico drew again. They yet to win in La Liga this season.
That's mad.
It's bad because they're dropping points already. It was like in the Scottish League when Rangers and Celtic back in the day, and someone would draw a game early on. You go, oh, you'll pay for that later. Yeah. It's like that, isn't it, though? Hey, worry about them. Worry about them.
Wasn't there a little bit of talk around Simeone signing a new contract at Atletico, and whether he might stay, he might not stay, and all this other stuff? And I think that the feeling from what I read appeared to be that Simeone really wants to have one final tilt at finally winning the Champions League after two really disappointing finals, and that's why he decided to stay on. And I think they offered the decision makers at the club, said, you know, we'll give you the players you want, and all this other stuff. It's not started well.
No,
not
it hasn't started well. You don't want them to be like Valencia were when they got to the two Champions League finals at the tournament.
And it's also good to have at least a third team who got a chance of winning something in the league as well.
Yeah. Real Sociedad beat Osasuna 2-0 away. My highlight of the La Liga weekend's action was the second goal in this game. It was an own goal. It was beautiful.
I haven't seen it.
Defender headed it over the keeper. I think it was a long ball and he tried to head it back and headed it over the keeper. But the best thing is the keeper did that thing, right? If the ball's going over your head, right, and it's going way over your head, tip it over the bar, risk giving away.
Could he have saved it?
I don't know. That was the stupid thing, because it was that far over his head. Don't dive back head first.
Like a Bernard Lamar. Bernard Lamar famously did that, where he headed it onto his own crossbar. It's one of the best saves I've ever seen.
It was great, but you know when it looks like he's doing like a torpedo sort of dive or something with his head? Like, well, don't do that. Like, just try.
Did he think that he was out of the box, presumably, then?
No. He was well in the box. It was because... I don't know, because
you're perfectly entitled to that as a goalkeeper to save it.
You don't use your hands.
He did go for it with weirdly just one arm.
Did he?
Yeah.
It did
look like he sort of did a sort of diving headbutt.
It was just brilliant.
But part of the reason it happened was you could see that he was a split second too late. He could have got his feet right and he could easily have saved it, but you could tell as the header was coming over, he'd taken a little pause to go, oh, you absolute idiot. And I think that, more than anything, is what it did for
him. Maybe I'm getting confused.
Why save it when you can take the moral high ground?
It was absolutely brilliant. It's worth checking out. Now then, International Week is nearly upon us, and England have chosen their squad, or Sam Allardyce has chosen the England squad. Obviously Antonio's in. He inquired as to whether Stephen Nzonzi was eligible to play for England.
This is incredible.
Not the start I wanted. I honestly feel a bit
can
like
a Jews Frenchman.
Every time I think I've got out there, drag me back in when it comes to England. But this is not the start I wanted with Allardyce.
What's in the cupboard? I got a tin of beans. Is it in debt? No. Googling debt.
Chairman walks into Sam's office the first time at Wembley and he's on the phone. Who are you calling? I'm just calling Stephen Zonzi's agent. No, who are you really calling? No, I'm calling the Zons. If Mikel Antonio isn't the answer to our problems, Stephen Zonzi isn't.
The Zons, I like that.
Yeah. I do love
that. That's
idea.
What Blackburn fans used to call him.
Okay. I think I do find it funny that Allardyce thinks, I'm going to solve England's problems. How are you going to do that? Get a load of foreign players
in. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's
clearly already desperation. It was like I found out through spitting in a tube and sending off to some DNA place for like 50 quid, another stupid thing I spent on. I found out that I was quite Irish.
Yes.
Quite Irish.
That's what
a letter said.
Surprisingly Irish.
I want to be more scientific than that.
And I rang my mum and went, oh, mum, apparently I'm quite Irish. Went, yeah, both of your great-grandmothers are Irish. I went, you never told me that. We don't talk, clearly. But
and you then never asked her that.
And then I instantly started to Google, can I get an Irish passport?
I think the answer is no.
Not
with great-grandfather?
No, just grandmas.
Oh,
and granddads, presumably. Not just grandmas.
Italy goes back to great-grandparents.
Yeah. You also got to do national service, though.
Yeah, is that right?
National service.
Okay.
I'd love to see that.
What do you mean?
I would. I'd be very diligent.
They'd be telling you to go.
The best thing you can do for your country is to leave.
Leave us alone. Leave us alone.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Nzonzi, he contacted the FA to see if he was available to play after spending 5 years in England. But they said he's not.
I'm still thinking about Pete.
Yeah, right.
You imagine him trying to declare for Ireland. How Irish are you? Quite Irish?
More Irish than every person who played in 94, I know that.
Yeah. Are you more Irish than Tony Cascarino?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've just said I'm quite Irish.
Yeah, exactly.
Theory, I've got a green duvet cover. Yes, I am more Irish than Tony Cascarino.
Oh, did you see Big Sam when he was at Goodison Park, I think it was? Someone offered him some Haribo or something.
Not having it, no.
Turned it down straight away. But he did smile. It was as if to say, oh, you know my taste, but I can't do it. The cameras are rolling.
In the car.
Meet me out back. Yeah. Okay, are there any more? Meet me out back.
I've got a bag of my own in my pocket.
I can imagine it's probably not even in a bag though.
No.
Just loose
stuck
in the pocket.
The fabric.
Just, yeah.
I've got a little Arabo hole in my stomach. Can I just push them in? Pop them in.
I don't need your charity. I'm England manager.
I've heard my granddad say that about to describe someone who's tight fisted and like spending money, saying, oh, you could unwrap a sweet in his pocket, that man.
That's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So maybe Sam's.
It's like a short, was it deep pocket short arms?
Yeah.
I do quite like that.
Yeah.
Oh, someone once said, oh, my granddad was so stingy. He once dropped a 50 pence piece, bent down to pick it up, and hit him on the back of the head.
Excellent.
Lovely. While we're talking about international football, Thierry Henry has joined the Belgian setup. Brilliant.
Roberto Martinez. Right, the main problem here is that you can't really coach teams defensively. What's that behind the curtain? Thierry Henry? Yeah. Now his first pass is running on.
That's not what we meant. It's not what we meant.
Do you think he's just trying to get in as many like previously successful strikers as he can? Yeah. So it's just practice and training.
Oh, he will coach the defence a little bit as well.
What are you doing? We're going to defend from the front.
We're going to watch Thierry Henry do absolutely belt the ball from 30 yards.
Just watching DVDs of Thierry Henry. he brought him in.
We're going to be so good at attacking, we won't have to defend.
What have we spent the development budget on? It's Thierry Henry. Because we're historically not, you know, being that up for spending a lot of money, and that's why you're here, Roberto. Yeah, spend all the money on Thierry Henry.
Unbelievable stuff. Well, I do look forward to that. Henry said that he wouldn't mind to be a manager in the future.
Mm. Yeah, he said that pretty much consistently since the end of his career.
Yeah, it's always worth reminding
people. Do you reckon
people.
He's got half an eye on the Arsenal job?
I wonder. Yeah, he's been spuriously linked with it in the past.
For us. For the sublime to the ridiculous, he'd be spending all the money all the time.
Yeah. I think he'll... I don't think he'll walk straight into it, but this is obviously why he's off earning his stripes.
Yeah, a bit of experience. Yeah, why not?
Why not, eh? Mm.
You know? Where did those two meet? That's what I don't know. Probably on like it's probably on the telly couch, isn't it?
You'd hope so.
Henry and Martinez.
What about this, Peter? Your favourite, Hope Solo. She was obviously calling the Sweden ladies team cowards at the Olympics when they were eliminated. It's been suspended for 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, we never talk about women's football, and when we do, it's Hope Solo getting suspended for calling everyone a coward.
No, that's not true. When the Women's World Cup was on, we talked a bit about that.
She should have done it.
She should have done it.
No,
you know what you did?
Yeah, it's so hard. Harsh.
Apparently, apparently she doesn't really fit in the squad. She's very, very outspoken.
Oh, they're looking for her reasons.
I think she's
with dark forces at work.
I saw what Guardiola did with Joe Hart, and I'll grab a bit of that. Thank you very much.
You said dark forces to try and bring in some kind of Star Wars kind of kick to this.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Are you bringing in Richard Keys?
Oh,
Richard Keys.
Yeah.
She's got over 200 international caps, so 202, I think.
She's head and shoulders the best female goalkeeper, I think it's fair to say.
But isn't she sort of knocking on a bit in terms of a footballer's age, and maybe this is a convenient way for them to sort of quietly, actually very noisily.
You're banned for 20 years. No.
Right, but when I come back, can I try out for the team? Yes.
Yeah, you can try out.
Yeah. You called them cowards. It was just banter.
Yeah. They were shouting Zika at me.
Not the Swedish team, of course.
No.
You know,
they get involved, wouldn't they?
They might do. Yeah. Let's have some highlights. Let's have some overseas highlights. Overseas plus Scottish highlights.
Yeah. Which, if Brexit continues, it may well happen.
Sorry, it's not going to be a sea in the middle.
You never know, Jim.
Overseas and over walls.
It rains a lot up there.
True.
Overseas highlights, is that like when you put lemon juice in your hair? when you got a grease.
That's right.
Look, Ben Wheatland, Pete.
Ooh.
He's been to Italy. He said, I was attending a wedding this weekend in Italy, and I got a nice surprise to find out the priest... And Mr. Claudio Ranieri, would be presiding over the ceremony.
Lovely.
What?
Sadly, it turned out not to be the Leicester-based magician, but instead a wizened old chap in sandals. But the bells did go dilly-ding, dilly-dong.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Chris Copley, hello to you, Chris. And after the New York Red Bulls played New England, the Red Bulls 2 played FC Cincinnati as part of a doubleheader. For the few hundred who stayed, the second match turned into 90 minutes of chants about Harambe. And the reason I've included that is there's an internet meme I know you're a fan of, Pete.
I do like it, and I know it's going to be boring eventually, but I'm enjoying it still now.
There you go. So I thought I'd give it a mention. I thought by this time of the show, Pete's lost interest. So I get a bit of a gorilla-based internet meme.
Dicks
right
out for Harambe. Yeah. Well up for it.
Just a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. Normally you get bored of those really quickly.
Yeah.
And get angry at us for laughing at old ones.
You laugh at like Beefy, which is like 1999 or something. Yeah,
we'll start getting into Harambe in about 2018, and then people get annoyed. Yeah.
Have you seen the one where that kid bites his brother's finger?
Alistair Norman, he says, having just moved to the wonderful city of Berlin, my new roommate took me to Hertha's opening game of the season. Sat right in among the ultras, I watched as Hertha conceded a 93rd minute equaliser, only for the old lady to respond the winning goal in the 95th minute in front of the ultra end. Tops off, beers flying, it was last days of Rome stuff.
Class.
It was the best trip I've ever been on. All I needed was a sing song from Phil Brown.
There you go.
You'd not need that, Alistair, let me tell you.
Luke Moore, tops off, beers flying.
I've got a couple more here. Joe Sparshat, he says, Adam Rooney reflected on Aberdeen's 4-1 defeat by Celtic by pointing out, if you take the two goals late on out of it, it was a 2-1 game. Why not just take another two goals off, Adam, and get the 3 points?
That's
ambition.
Right.
Even in the post-match
Didn't even nick a draw with that.
I know, and I'll finish this off with Simon Muir, who pointed out that the brilliantly named Civil Service Strollers were beaten 7-3 at home by East Stirlingshire of the Scottish Lowland League at the weekend.
Strollers.
Civil Service Strollers.
That's
too
class.
Much strolling if you get beat 7-3.
Yeah, that's right.
Start running.
They should take a leaf out of the Bolivian side, the strongest.
They should.
You know,
they
book.
Should. Or the Ghanaian side, Hearts of Oak.
Yeah, actually, I mentioned in the book, in our book, I think my favourite name in world football is that a team from the Bahamas called Insurance Management Bears.
Nice.
I mean, we do love Police Machine from Nigeria.
There's a baseball team I mentioned in the book called Nihon Ham Raiders. I've mentioned this on the podcast before.
Ham Raiders. Why are you writing about baseball in our book about football?
Because they're in a stadium that's also a football stadium.
Please continue. Fair enough.
They have the football stadium, then they move the football the pitch out, and then they put the baseball up.
Does it allow them to raid nearby ham in a more effective
way? They used to be a Tokyo based team, and then they got moved up to Sapporo, and they were bought by a ham owning conglomerate.
What we've learned from this is give Pete
owning conglomerate.
Give Pete any subject to write a book about, and he'll eventually turn it around to Japanese based technology.
Yeah,
and ham
and ham. Yeah,
and then they put the baseball up.
Yeah.
Baseball guys.
Yep.
Baseball type. Don't mix the two.
No.
Fans will be very disappointed. That's it. That's the end of the Football Ramble this week. It's been an absolute pleasure. Do go to the website, thefootballramble.com. For anything you want in life, it's there.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Agree.
Don't prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye, Jim.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Well, that was pretty loud.
That was very loud, isn't it?
Who's on the fader?
Not me.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye.
That's goodbye from me.
See ya.